There was a tiny Asian woman screaming in the street today, and she was screaming at a person that she obviously hates. She was so loud we heard the screaming with our windows all rolled up, and we looked down on the street to see who she was screaming at.
Hey guys, this is the More Tech Today podcast, episode 10. I can't believe we're 10 episodes now. Got some really exciting news I want to share with you guys. First of all, when I was just getting on to start the podcast, I ran across, you know, I'm a geek nerd, whatever you want to call me. I'm just an ultra, uber, super geek nerd. I like anything in high school. Anything that really the popular kids didn't like, or i.e. the girls didn't like, I like magic, which is what I'm going to talk about. Yu-Gi-Oh, video games, any nerdy thing, I would definitely play. My favorite type of game is RPG, you know, so I spend a lot of time by myself playing RPGs. But anyway, when I got on my computer this morning, I saw that somebody found an ultra-rare Magic the Gathering card. It's a Black Lotus card, and it's worth, well, one sold last year on eBay for $27,000. This was an old deck. He opened and found this ultra rare card. That is ridiculous, guys. That is the jackpot. That's just the holy grail of nerddom, if I can say that. So that's really, really good. What are some other things that are happening right now? Of course, we got the big Apple event on Thursday. There's some rumors we're going to see a new iPad. And hopefully they explain Apple Pay a little better. Because, I mean, they introduced it, but there's some details that they definitely left out. So we'll definitely see how that works, how it interacts with their servers and your bank server, if it interacts with your servers. If it's just, they say it's going to be all on your phone, but how does that happen? Is it going to have a unique ID for each phone, which I'm guessing it does? It's just a lot of things about Apple Pay we don't know yet. And hopefully tomorrow, today's Wednesday, let's see, 10:15. So hopefully tomorrow, 10:16, they're going to explain that a lot more. I'm hoping that there's one category that hadn't been updated in quite a while for Apple, and that's the Mac Mini. The Mac Mini is a good way to obtain a Apple computer product without your pockets being blown out of proportion. Because the Mini, let's see, it's been about $500. It's been the cheapest Mac computer you can get, and it, you know, still has all that Mac goodness you like, but you know, they hadn't really done anything to the Mac Mini in quite a while. So hopefully they'll introduce the Mac Mini as being like a powerful beast tomorrow. And also, they'll hopefully announce that the OS, you know, Yosemite will be operational and ready to go, and hopefully tomorrow you'll be able to download it and be running, be going. One thing I want to see, and this is just something personal, I want to see a new iPod. I know iPods aren't the most popular thing, but see if they can take the iPod and make it cool again, make it relevant, because having all your iPod features on your phone kind of, you know, can they make the iPod something exciting again? Because when it came out, what, iPod came out in 2003, maybe a little earlier than that. I know iTunes came out around 2001, so it had to be around, I was in high school when it came out, I know. So hopefully they can bring the iPod and make it something very relevant again. And so Apple hopefully can impress me this time. Here's another thing that I was reading on phonearena.com. Will.i.am has a smartwatch that's coming out sometime in the next year or so. Here's one thing about smartwatches that really irks me is everybody's getting into the game. Everybody wants a smartwatch. Everybody wants to be in that space. And it's because of FOMA. FOMA is F-O-M-A. Fear of missing out. I guess that's FOMA. Okay, wait a minute. FOMA, F-O-M-O, fear of missing out. Why did I say A? I have no idea. Anyway, that's what I think the big companies are in for. Because you got to think, think about iPad. When iPad came out, everybody, including myself, thought dismissed it as being just a bigger iPhone. Nobody would buy an iPad. You guys are crazy. Now, was Apple the first company to come out with a tablet computer? No. Definitely. By no means were they the first. But they created, they innovated the category, and now everybody has a tablet. So it seems like people are on that FOMO, that they're trying to not miss out on the next big thing. The thing about smartwatches is nobody has made it relevant or innovated it enough to appeal to make our lives easier. That's what technology is. It makes our lives easier. And I don't see the practical purposes yet of smartwatches. Now, could they be something like a more advanced life alert? Like, you know, you can have them on your loved ones that can't really take care of themselves, and if something happens, that they'll know, hey, the vital signs aren't good. We can alert the ambulance, like, hey, blood sugar's too low. Remind them, hey, you need to go and check your blood sugar, or your blood pressure's too high, or your heart is kind of, your pulse is a little erratic, let's call the police. That would be a very practical use. Could you use it to, I don't know. I think if you can innovate it in the medical field, I think that'll be a big push for a lot of people to go and buy it. I know it would, because the way the healthcare industry is growing in America, at least, it'll be tremendous. So if we can get smartwatches as from being something pretty much an advanced notification on your hand, on your wrist. That's pretty much what they are now, just notification that you don't have to look at your phone. There's no big innovation there. If we can get a very practical use, or I can see it being practical in, let's say, construction or mining. It's just mining. Maybe if you're a miner and you're down there and your smartwatch says, hey, there's not enough oxygen going through, or, you know, this might be the best way to attack this, or, you know, drill it like this. Or in construction, maybe it could be a quick reference guide for carpentry, or running numbers through measurements, you know, finding studs, you know, just make the watch something that can be practical, that people have to have. I don't have to have a smartwatch now, because it does nothing that helps me. Why do I need to spend $300 to $500 on a smartwatch to tell me I have an email or to do an internet search when I have something in my pocket that does that now? So everybody's in the space, but try to revolutionize it. Try to make it something that isn't just a waste of money, right? Okay, so last week I told you about the $7,000 smartphone. Well, Bentley has a more expensive smartphone. So Virtu has a smartphone called Virtu for Bentley. And it is quite expensive. Let's run down the specs like we did last week on our other high-end smartphone. So, this one has a 4.7-inch sapphire crystal display. So it has a crystal display, so that's pretty good. It only has 10 by 80 by 1920 pixels, so it's not heavy pixel density as I would expect for a phone that costs this much. Of course, you got LTE stereo speakers. That's nothing dramatic. Then it has that quad-core 801 Snapdragon. I'm thinking if I'm paying this much for a smartphone, you got to give me the 805. You have to. It just put it in the price. If I'm going to spend, I'm going to tell you the price. It's £12,500, which is about $16,000 US. $16,000 for a phone is ridiculous. So you got it's at the 2.3 gigahertz, the 801. 64 gigabytes of internal memory and 2,275 milliamp hour battery life with a 13 megapixel back camera and a 2.1 megapixel front camera. So it's pretty much a S5 again with a crystal display. I just don't see it. It does have calf leather on the back. It's a pretty cool looking phone. I mean, as far as design, it has like stitched leather. It's a nice looking phone. I don't know if I would pay that much money for it, but of course it appeals to a different type of customer, and I'm definitely not that type of customer. And if I was, I mean, I can't imagine having so much money that I just have to have this phone that's, you know, in all rights, it's just Samsung's or HTC's flagship phone that's a lot cheaper than that. I guess it's a status symbol. It has to be. So I don't know if you guys heard this, but there's been some issues with Johnny Ive and Xiaomi. Johnny Ive kind of told Xiaomi that they copied Apple. So the CEO, Lin Bin, he basically said that let me send you one of my devices so you can try and see that we are a dip. So it's a little tic tac going between Apple and I want to say Apple, at least Johnny Ive and Xiaomi. Here's a what's this? I'm on phonearena.com, and here's a little quote, I guess, from paper. And it says, Xiaomi is a very open company which would never force anyone to use its products. However, one can only judge Xiaomi's gadgets after he or she has used them, Lin Bin told Chinese News Service. I'm very willing to give a Xiaomi cell phone to him as a present and look forward to hearing his remarks after he uses it. So basically they're saying, you know, we're not going to force you to use it, but if you're going to complain about it and ain't never used it, here's one to use. Tell me how you like it. So he's putting it out there. You know, just, you know, if you're going to complain, huh, I'm going to give you something, use it, and then you complain. All right. So that's a little thing about that. Here's another thing. Here's another extension on my rant about people jamming in a space because they don't want to miss out on the next big thing. Zeiss is, very fancy, very good lens maker. If you use a lot of Nokia phones, they use Carl Zeiss lenses, and I was gonna buy one for my camera, but they're not cheap. So they have entered into the whole virtual reality goggle thing, you know. So we first saw virtual reality in its current form with Oculus Rift. They sold to, was it Facebook? Sold to Facebook, I believe. And so you saw Samsung's, and now you have Zeiss. You have a couple other companies that are in this space. Will it... I'm not sure if I see a... Right now, the only practical application I can see in... Two, actually. And I always go back to the medical field. I can see it being something you can train surgeons and doctors with. Because I don't know about the state of medical cadavers, but I don't know how many people actually donate their body to science. But this would be another form of education for healthcare professionals. Not even just doctors, maybe nurses or CNAs or whatever. And the most obvious application is going to be video gaming. People can have that. I remember the first time I used a VR type system, I had to be 9. And it was this arcade, and it was very crude and rudimentary. It was very just not good. But from the videos, I hadn't used one these new ones yet, but from what I've seen, they've come a long way in the last 15 years. So that's going to be very good. I like this one mainly because I'm a gamer. I like this sector better than the smartwatch now. Now, will that change in the future? Hopefully. Hopefully if they decide to get off their rear ends and do something. Yeah. And the last thing I want to talk about is there's a new Kickstarter for a air umbrella. Basically, what it does is it's this white long rod, and it uses air to keep the rain off you instead of the traditional umbrella that uses fabric and all that other stuff. It looks pretty cool. It looks very cool. The designers are from China, and it's just a cool looking. Just think, you don't have to fuss with opening your umbrella and all that other stuff, letting it dry. You have this, you can probably turn it on before you get, you know, into the rain. The only thing is, I don't know if it blows air so much. I mean, does it blow it on other people? Or, you know, that's something I'm worried about. Is the air going to disturb people around you? I don't know that yet. But the concept is really cool. I really can't wait to, hopefully, you know, I'm thinking about maybe funding this Kickstarter. The first version, the A version, is priced at $88. The B version is going for $98. Then you have the C, which is one way. I think it's just different, you know, add-ons and, you know, premium things that make it better, I guess. It looks like that it could come to retail for anywhere between $130 to $150. And it's supposed to be delivered by December of 2015. So if somebody wants to, you know, buy one and, you know, send it to me, I'm not really opposed to that. So definitely we can work something out. You know, I can tap dance or eat your food if you want me to. I have no idea. But yeah, if you want to buy me more, definitely buy me more. So some things about me. What's going on in my life? Well, the business is slow. I think, you know, maybe you have your ups and downs. I didn't do as many device repairs as I wanted to, but, you know, I'm trying to take that next leap and bound, you know, doing as much marketing as I can. My shirts came in. I ordered some polos, and I had my logo embroidered on them. And I have I went and bought some magnetic signs to put on my car to just market as much as I can. I think if my car is just sitting there in a parking lot, why not use it as a billboard? You know, because I was at the mall. You know, my wife, because I don't really like going in a local mall. It's depressing sometimes to see something that was good and prosperous be a shallow shell of itself. It's depressing to me. But I saw a truck that was for a construction company. It was doing really well. And it had all the services and everything. It was just sitting there. I'm like, oh, if I was in doing some construction, I would definitely give them a call. So that kind of prompted me to say, why don't you just use your car as a billboard? So we're doing that. Any free website I could post an ad, I'll post an ad. Craigslist, Backpage, which Backpage is a little iffy sometimes. I always know if I'm getting a call from a Backpage ad because the people sound very creepy. Just like, I don't know. You know, it's a very weird site. eBay classifies anything I can use to get my name out there. I definitely am trying to do it. It's just slow, and not having my own storefront, it makes it difficult. You know, I'm doing repairs out of my car. Not a van, not a truck. It's a car. The only thing that really saves me is my little magnetic work pad. Because without that, screws would be everywhere. So that's one save for grace. So it's just trying to get it going and doing what I know can happen. So next week, we're going to recap the Apple event. HTC is supposed to be announcing something today. So we'll recap that and whatever other tech news we can fit into the show. Which, I mean, I do the show for 6 hours. I don't think I have 6 hours of stuff to say, but we'll definitely see. And I think that's it. I'll see you guys next week. Remember, you can catch me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google+. And I'll catch you in the next one, guys. Peace.
And I'm lucky I've got people who'll hold me in the night. And I'm lucky that you love me, and I'm glad we never fight. And I'm lucky that I like myself, but late at night I doubt. So I'm scared to look in mirrors, just in case I start to shout.